Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. It's such a pleasure. Gil Shaham, welcome to WQXR.
Thank you. It's so great to be with you.
This is such a wonderful thing. There has been discussion through the years of uses for classical music in terms of raising the intelligence of infants through the purported Mozart effect. That's one. We know it's a great comfort to people.
It didn't work with me, but apparently with other infants, it has worked. I mean, that's what studies have shown.
And we know that it has a wonderful stress-reducing factor for many people who listen to WQXR in their place of work, not because they love the music, but because they can get so much more done at the office. And you have discovered another way to use classical music, and that is the impetus behind your new recording, which is released today. I'd love you to tell us about it.
Well, as you said before, I was not aware of this, but recently I learned that based on various studies, people use classical music to clear public spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, train stations, bus stations.
Sure, even outdoor plazas.
Outdoor plazas, shopping malls.
And the key is just to play classical music in that space.
And, you know, when I heard of that, I thought, you know, classical music and clearing places, this perfect for me.
You know, because you've done this through your life.
As you know, clearing places, private and public,
right,
is something that comes naturally to me. People see me and flee.
So you thought, why not take this the next step, which is to create an album?
You know, just 5 minutes ago in this very room.
Yeah, in our
studio. We're like 10 people.
Yeah.
And now it's just the two of us.
And either one of us could leave at any time.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the tolerance level. So your new album is titled Music to Drive Away Loiterers.
To be fair,
yeah,
I think this music could potentially drive away dawdlers and loafers.
Yes.
But specifically, we made this to drive away loiterers.
And so it was for that specific category.
And you pop this in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, when I pop it in the machine, it just makes me want to stand up and walk away.
Well, why don't we put it to the test right now? Here's a selection from Gil Shaham's new album on the Canary Classics label. It's Gil's own label. From his album, Music to Drive Away Loiterers. Just take a look at the room you're in. See who's there. We're going to play the scherzo from the Mendelssohn Octet with Gil Shaham and the Sejong soloists. And at the end of this four-minute selection, let's see who's left in the room, if, in fact, anybody's there at all. Classical 105. I think the piece is over now.
Jeff, where are you going?
I'm here with violinist Gil Shaham. But I don't know. I couldn't stay. I left the room. I don't know. Gil stayed behind. Apparently, he liked the recording. This is from Gil's brand new record. Violinist Gil Shaham is with us on WQXR this morning on the day of the release of his new album on the Canary Classics label. And the album is titled Music to Drive Away Loiterers. Now, in fact, Gil, this is a collection of recordings that you have done over a number of the past years, just actually a few, but these are all previously issued things, and you've put them into this wonderful compilation, which is available on iTunes and Amazon today. It's really fun and a really fun conceit, because, in fact, it's true. We do use classical music to drive away loiterers, so why not just make an album custom fit for the job?
You know, I see this as crime fighting, you know. This is the closest I'll ever come to crime fighting.
We have seen you in a cape once before in the opera album that you did.
Well, I feel like all those years of training and conservatory have endowed me with kind of superpowers, really, to drive away people.
And it's time that you focus them.
And so I want to do this for the United States, wherever, you know, the fight needs to be fought against loiterers.
Music to Drive Away Loiterers, Gil's new album.
And loitering is a serious problem. Don't you know,
right,
don't get me
right.
wrong.
No, you were, before you came into the studio, you were waiting over in another room there. And you must have been there for 10 or 15 minutes.
I mean, loitering is unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you weren't doing anything.
It's a gateway to trouble. It's annoying.
I know. You were talking with my boss. That's never a good thing. So that was happening. So I think you're right. You've illustrated just in these last few minutes the dangers of loitering And now you've produced music that can at least...
In fact, we were just hanging out in the green room, you know, me and my peeps. I was just playing Jewel Mania on my phone. There was no intent for any criminal activity, but some people gave us, you know, sideways glances.
And you're going to be back in New York in May to play at Carnegie Hall with the Bavarian Radio Symphony and Maurice Janssens.
We're doing the Alban Berg Violin Concerto as part of a sort of larger project where I'm playing violin concertos written in the 1930s.
And those have been collected on an album, too, which was released a little bit earlier this year.
That's right.
It's been your latest project, is to explore this rich literature that happened for this instrument, not in the 18th century or even the 19th, but in the 20th century.
Yeah, it's this kind of amazing confluence of violin concertos by great composers, you know, that happened in the 30s. And it's a very curious coincidence, because beforehand, you know, there's this famous quote of Maurice Ravel, who was approached to write a violin concerto. He said, "Why should I write a violin concerto?
They've all been written." Right?
Mendelssohn already wrote one.
Yeah.
You know, and suddenly we have all these composers: Stravinsky, Prokofiev, Bartok, Alban Berg, Samuel Barber, Roger Sessions, Benjamin Britten, William Walton, Darius Milhaud.
All these 20th century works.
Paul Hindemith all wrote violin concertos at the same time, so it's sort of a thought-provoking project and a little bit of an excuse to play music that I love.
We never need an excuse to hear Gil Shaham play the violin. Gil Shaham, thank you so much for coming to WQXR.
Thank you for having me. It's so great to be with you.
Oh, it's so great. And Gil will be back at the Carnegie Hall stage on May 18th to play the Berg Concerto.